You are listening to the News Project Podcast for the week of April 5th, 2021, brought to you by GNAT TV. This podcast brings you these stories: students host anti-rape rally, the wall of gratitude, and Manchester's new track and field.
On Friday, April 2nd, a group of about 50 students from Long Trail School and Burn Burton Academy, along with their supporters, converged on the roundabout in Manchester to hold a rally to oppose so-called rape culture, a term which refers to a society or environment whose prevailing social attitudes have the effect of normalizing or trivializing sexual assault and abuse. The rally drew motivation from the death of Sarah Everard, a young woman who was a recent murder victim in London, England, which has prompted demonstrations there to say enough and to speak out against a culture they feel overly condones such behavior. We spoke with Nova Forrest, a student at Burn Burton Academy who was attending the rally, who gave us the background on the afternoon's demonstration.
So, in the UK, after the killing of Sarah Everard, there was a lot of buzz on social media and in our community to address this issue and how so many people are affected by sexual assault and sexual violence. And so some of my peers got together and thought that it would be a good idea to do some local action to keep that momentum going and to try and catalyze some action in our community and in our state, so like reaching out to Representative Kathleen James. So the main purpose of this demonstration is to create a platform and a safe space for people to share their own voices and stories relating to this issue. Some of the goals include removing misogynistic language from school dress codes, encouraging school administrators to create anonymous reporting systems for sexual misconduct. And then, in addition to that, we also want to encourage more comprehensive consent education throughout our schooling. So not a one-time course, and not just in high school, because consent can be taught through non-sexual terms, people in another bracket, to help really encourage that. So those are the explicit goals of this demonstration, but really trying to give a platform to people in our community and their stories.
After the demonstration at the roundabout, the group moved over to the town green, where several speakers addressed the crowd about rape culture and its effects.
Women from the ages of 16 to 19, my age group, are 4 times more likely to be victims of sexual assault than any other people. And 99% of sexual violence perpetrators will walk free. I cannot count the number of times I have repeated the phrase 1 in 6 in my head like some dark mantra. Growing up, these were things I felt I needed to know as a way to prepare myself for life. I've always armed myself with tools that I was told can prevent rape. I always let someone know my location. I never leave a drink unattended. I watch videos to teach myself self-defense. And I always keep my head down when cat calls. But we have seen time and time again that no matter what we do, no matter if we do everything right, we cannot prevent this from happening. That's a truly scary fact to deal with. It has become clear that this current method of teaching girls how to not be raped instead of teaching boys to not rape is not working. It has never worked. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, I agree with what she's saying, but I've never done anything or I've never participated in rape culture. I doubt that. Asking a girl out multiple times after she says no is participating in rape culture. Doubting victim's story, pressuring a girl to just give in, telling a woman to smile, and judging a woman for what she wears is participating in rape culture. I don't think many or any of the men here can say that they've never done that or stood by while a friend did that. We cannot begin to challenge the institution of rape culture unless we accept that we have participated in it.
Why didn't you walk away? Why didn't you scream? Where was the car key with the ring and the pepper spray and knife? That's your fault for not being prepared. We all know sexual assault has been normalized, so what can we do? After someone is assaulted, it can take 6 months to a year to regain stability in your life. And every single day is a struggle to get by. It feels like you're in between water in a phone camera. Everything is blurry and you can't fix it. This is why we need to be more careful about our words and how they can hurt people. More people need to hold themselves and friends accountable for what they say. And men, this isn't a men men versus women's issue. This is a people versus abusers issue. So be an advocate and you can potentially change someone's life. And lastly, this conversation cannot end, and it will not end until the change has been made. Thank you.
More demonstrations and actions may be planned, said Noah Forrest.
Yeah, right now, this is currently the only thing we have planned, but going forward, we don't want this to be a one-time thing, so we're in contact with some potential speakers to come to Burn Burton to talk about consent and sexual violence, but hopefully we will have more demonstrations on this issue in the future, because we all got a lot of support from members of our community who found this issue important to themselves, and even if they're not here right now, this experience has value to the community at large.
For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.
Hey folks, Haas from GNAT News. Today we're in Manchester at MEMS and we're asking the question, what is a wall of gratitude?
I am Jennifer Tolini and I am the art teacher at Manchester Elementary Middle School. And I'm standing next to a community project that has been wonderful to be part of. It is the Gratitude Wall. And the Gratitude Wall was developed as part of a PBIS initiative here in school. And it was to welcome the students back from winter break after our December break because things at the beginning of the year were not the way they used to be. And students were feeling a little disjointed. Maybe their friends were remote and they hadn't seen them in a while. But we wanted to focus on all the good things that we have done this year as a school and reach out to students as individuals and help them maybe cope with some of those feelings of feeling isolated or feeling not part of a bigger community. So this project was rolled out to them when they returned. They were given lessons for each grade, but each student was given the same question. And the question was, what are you grateful for? And they were told they could answer in any visual way. That could be a quote, it could be a word, it could be a little drawing of their pet or something that made them happy or grateful. Slowly but surely, the submissions came in and I planned it out on this brick face wall and placed them in such a way that spelled out MEMS, which is what holds us together as a community here at school, is our school colors and the actual acronym for Manchester Elementary Middle School. And in the end, it was really interesting to me and a lot of people in that it turned into more of an inspirational project. And what I mean by that was that the submissions were not always something about gratitude. It became something to inspire others. So we were heading into eras of things that were going on in the outside world, such as Martin Luther King, his birthday celebration. And so students were submitting quotes from him and things that inspired other people to feel good. And so I would say about a quarter of the submissions turn into more inspirational things rather than gratitude. It was really interesting in that respect. It wasn't about the individual. It turned into how can we as a group feel good together? And that's what I love about it.
Is there a part two? And do you see this like living on forever?
Yeah, the short answer is yes. And the long answer is I don't know what, the part two would be. I think that's a group decision. I wouldn't want to install something on top of this that would change the original intent of what the students wanted to create here, because it was such a powerful message of gratitude and then inspiration as well. So my thought was to install this permanently somewhere in the building for a lasting legacy, as you said, that students could visit and also show their families and talk about, reminisce about what they went through, what that experience was like. And then maybe something will be installed here next year as a part two that would be an answer to how the learning was from the experience itself.
Bulldogs, take your marks. Get set. Off you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a track.
And with the sound of the first starting gun, the track at Knapp Field at the Dana Thompson Recreation Park in Manchester was inaugurated. It took a little while longer than first anticipated, as the COVID pandemic slowed things down a little bit, but on Monday, April 5th, a long-awaited running track will finally give the Burn Burton track teams their own home base, one that all their earlier teams never had. The new facility not only boasts a brand new oval for running events, but also has spaces and infrastructure for shot put, pole vaulting, long jump, javelin, and discus events. Mark Tashin, the headmaster at Burn Burton Academy, and town manager John O'Keefe addressed the crowd of onlookers, mostly members of the track team and town and school officials, and made some opening comments to mark the occasion.
I want to tell you something. I arrived at Burn Burton in 2008. As you know, before the pandemic, we used to have assemblies every Monday. So one Monday in assembly, some students get up and they say, "We want everyone to come out for the track team. We don't have a track. We've got Dave." Dave Curtis was the track coach. There's Dave Curtis, track coach in 2008. They say, "We've got Dave. We don't have a track." Well, today, April 5th, 2021, I am happy to report that Burn Burton Academy now has a track.
I think before I start, I want to recognize the efforts of the headmaster Tashin and athletic director Dave Maselli. Collectively, they've made an enormous impact on athletics in recent years. Without their leadership, this project would have been impossible. Speaking of impossible, track and field shows us that the human spirit makes the impossible possible. Track and field is the purest of all athletic pursuits. Speed, endurance, and strength are measured in minutes, seconds, and even hundreds of seconds. Feet, inches, and fractions of inches. More than any other sport, track and field pushes the absolute physical limits of the human body.
Rabbi Michael Cohen, himself a track athlete when he was a high school student, followed them with some additional remarks.
So I ran track and field for 6 years. If I learned knowledge in the classroom, I learned grit, as Mr. Tashin would say, here. I learned tenacity here. I learned if you run a 100-meter dash, you run 110 yards, and you finish it completely. A metaphor for life today. You don't slow up when you see the finish line. I can still hear Mr. Barnett screaming across the track in Ewing, New Jersey, "Cohen, you're running so slow, it looks like you're going backwards." I was not great at track and field, but I did it for 6 years. I could run a 55.8 quarter, or it was 58.5. My dyslexia always gets
eight.
Me. We'll go for 55.8. I was always the first one out of the starting blocks. For the first half second of the race, I was in first place. But I learned to compete against myself and make myself better.
Students will now have a state-of-the-art facility to train and compete on, said Carson Cutler, one of the team's co-captains.
Yeah, we've been waiting to have a track for a super long time now, and being able to get something this nice right off, or at least for my senior season, but for some freshmen and underclassmen, this is really going to help us improve just every aspect of our training, and I think it's going to help us maybe win a state championship, but who knows?
Located along the entryway to the rec park from Bonnet Street, the track will be open to the public when not in use by Burn Burton or for other track events. It was already being put to that use by local residents. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.
Thanks for listening local. For more local content, visit GNAT.tv.